I mean, he obviously knows how to play football. He's been around a long time, been in a few different systems, and been successful. So it's just a matter of getting him caught up with our verbiage, how we like to do things, the little tweaks that we like, and just kind of getting a rapport with him timing-wise. It just takes time, though. But he looks really good. He's explosive. You know, I think he'd probably be honest, he's a little bit rusty. He's been out of football, but getting in and out of cuts, catches the ball well, extremely explosive, fast. He's exciting. We just got to get him caught up with everything right now. It's hard coming in where we at our offensively and just kind of throwing him in the mix. They're really good. They're really good. They're really good up front. They show you a lot of different looks. The back end is as good as there is in football. You know, Earl Thomas is all over the field. Obviously, Richard Sherman's really good. It's going to be a test. We'll see if Cam Chancellor plays or not. With or without him, they're challenging. We'll bring the noise. That's going to be something different for us. And traveling, have to deal with those two things. But in the noise, the loudest stadium in the league, that'd be a good challenge for us, just to get the playoff. You know, go through if we have checks, if we've got alerts, and kind of go through the process of our silent count and dealing with that. We'd love to have him back. I think Ola's done a fabulous job of fitting in there. You know, getting Kyle back, I think, really helped solidify that right side a little bit even more. But Ola's came in there and mixed it up well with that first group. I thought he's done a good job the last two games he's been in there. He's set the edge. He's been good at run games. So, like I said, we'd love to get Jordan back, but if not, I think he's doing a really fabulous job right now. It's rough. It's rough as a younger guy to go into a stadium like that and know at times it's going to be hard to hear in the huddle. You know, third preseason game, I'm sure that not only will the team be amped up, but the fans know it's the closest to a regular season game they're going to get. So it's going to be a good experience for them to travel that far and play against defending champs, an extremely well-coached, very talented team.